Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Live from downtown White Plains, Westchester Talk Radio presents the 2018 edition of Jazz Fest White Plains. How are you doing? I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host for today. My good friend Laura Smith will be joining us in a little bit. And my buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, the extraordinary engineer he is. And we want to let you know, we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. Don't forget, you can always download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can always follow us on Instagram. You'll find us at Shark Creative. Well, what a beautiful day for a jazz fest indeed. It's a beautiful late summer day. We're in the downtown White Plains area. For those who are listening right now, we're between Mamaroneck Avenue and Main Street. That's where all the action is today, and it's drawing a fantastic crowd. And I'll give you a little bit of background of this event. For those who may not be familiar with it, this is the seventh year that this is being done, the 2018 White Plains Jazz Fest. And what it is, it's a celebration of America's original art form, and again, is sure to appeal to the jazz enthusiasts. In fact, it's been a whole week of celebrating jazz. It all started on September 12th. Today is the culmination of all of that. And who better to talk more about this to lead things off is Kevin Nunn. He is the executive director of the White Plains Business Improvement District, one of the groups that are organizing this. And Kevin, you couldn't have picked a better day for an event like this. It's drawing an excellent crowd.
It's a beautiful day. No rain.
Yes.
A large crowd out here enjoying jazz. It's wonderful.
Now, again, today is the final day of the event, so this has been going on for 5 days, and it gives people the opportunity to experience a free and affordable event, all kinds of jazz artists, and there's food vendors, there's all kinds of good things you'll find down here, right?
That's for sure, but free and affordable is correct, but we've had some very talented musicians come here over the course of the last 5 days, musicians from New York City, musicians that have been touring all over the world. So today's event is free to the public, and we have 5 different acts today, but over the course of the 5 days, we've had 21 different jazz acts perform in White Plains.
All different genres of jazz?
All different kinds, yes, correct. And they played at small venues and restaurants and bars, at our farmers market, at Grace Church, at the large event at a performing arts center, and a big stage out here today on Sunday.
Now, again, this all began several years ago. I'm sure it's gotten bigger and bigger every year. We got a wonderful day for it. It's drawing a very big crowd on a Sunday afternoon here. What kind of feedback have you been getting from people who've come to this event in the past and even today?
Well, it started actually as a one-day event on Sunday.
It did.
And it has grown since then to a five-day event, and we have had our partners, I must say, the City of White Plains and Arts Westchester have really been instrumental in helping grow this event over the course of the last 7 years. And people look forward to it. It's one of those events that people put on their calendar and they're like, oh yes, Jazz Fest, we'll be there.
So how does this partnership work? I mean, how do you line up the artists? I mean, are they kind of like, do they come to you or you go to them? How do you get this lineup set every year?
We start planning for this event in January. And so from January through to today, we have a regular schedule of meetings, looking at different artists, trying to figure out where the events should be performed this year, lining up sponsors who are so critical to putting on an event of this size. So a lot of work is expended. We do a lot of advertising on radio as well as in print. We have signs on Metro North platform. So it's an extensive amount of work that gets done.
Now, this is one of a series of events that you do each and every year outdoors. We did summer solstice this year. Cinco de Mayo.
Yes.
And again, in both cases, they were very well received, very successful.
And we've had 12 outdoor concerts during the summer this year. So we've been putting a lot of music into public plazas and public streets. And it's part of an effort to really make and create a vibe in downtown. A place that, you know, as you know, we have a lot of residential development underway and a lot of new businesses moving in. So it makes it kind of really vibrant. It's a place where people want to come to and visit the stores and go to the restaurants because there's so much happening.
And it gives these merchants a lot of good exposure, a chance to get some new customers. That's really what it's all about, too.
Oh,
right?
Yes. Every event that we do, we try to bring the merchants out because they're an indispensable part of what we do downtown. In fact, we represent, at the White Plains Bid, 300-plus merchants in the downtown and over 150 property owners representing about 5.2 million square feet of space. So this is part of our effort to make sure that people know who they are, they get to sample the food, they get to come back and say, oh yeah, I had a great time going to Anthony's Cold Fired Pizza or Buffalo Wild Wings, and they want to go back on days when there are no events.
Yeah, and it's more than jazz, and it's more than the food vendors. Of course, we also have Feeding Westchester is on hand here today for this particular event, right? You can talk about that as well.
Oh, yes, and they've been a part of the event for the last 2 years, but I would like to mention our sponsors. It's a large list, but they were the ones that really give us the financial support to make this happen. So we have Macy's, we have White Plains Hospital, we have the Council on the Arts, Ivory Realty, the Cambria Suites, who provides hotel spaces for our artists, the Galleria, Admiral Real Estate, Apple Bank, Burke Rehabilitation Center, Capelli, Empire State Casino, Forme Medical Center, Farrell's Properties, Caspi Development, Elcor, Sterling National Bank, T-Mobile, Webster Bank, Alex Lounge and Bar, Anthony's Coal Fire Pizza, Buffalo Wild Wings, Goucher Burger, Hastings Tea, Mediterraneo, Morton's, Ron Black's Beer Hole, Sofrito White Plains. All of these businesses are involved in this event. It really makes you show how many businesses in the downtown really want to make something like this happen.
As they say, it takes a village. I mean, that's quite a collaboration, I mean, to put this kind of an event on.
It is, certainly. And we thank all of them for being part of it today and helping grow the event over the course of several years. Because, you know, when people come out on a beautiful day like today, they want to hear music, but they also want to have some great food. They want to get something to drink. And all of that is provided.
Yeah, well, you couldn't have picked a better day, Kevin, and we appreciate your joining us. If anybody wants more information, they can certainly go to the White Plains Bids website.
They can go to WPBID.com, and everything that's going on downtown in White Plains, whether it's a new project's being built, events that are going on, things that the stores themselves are doing, it's all up on the website.
WhitePlainsBID.com.
That's correct.
That's simple to remember. Kevin Nunn, thanks so much for joining us. Hope you're enjoying the day. We certainly are.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. Kevin Nunn, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Director with the White Plains Business Improvement District, also known as BID, as they are putting on this spectacular event, White Plains Jazz Fest. Really, you say White Plains Jazz and Food Fest, because there's also food here, too. The 2018 edition, 7 years now that's been going on. My name is Jim Cleveland. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Radio. We're going to step aside for the short break and return in just a moment.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live on a very festive Sunday afternoon here in downtown White Plains. We're here for the 7th annual White Plains Jazz Fest, put on by White Plains BID, the Business Improvement District, and their partners. We're happy to have you with us today. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host, along with the Mixmaster, Maddie the K, Matt K, and our great engineer. My friend Laura Smith expected to join us as well. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates Faceless Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. Yes, this is the seventh year that this is happening. And we just talked to our earlier guest, Kevin Nunn, the executive director of White Plains Bid. And he said this started as a one-day event, believe it or not, and it's grown to a five-day. It's been a week-long celebration of jazz and culture, and they have great food vendors here, all kinds of good things. And really, you should come out here. This goes on until 5:30 today, and we're really having a wonderful time. Joining us now, our very next guest, one of the sponsors represented here today, one of the food sponsors, Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza, located right here at White Plains. As a matter of fact, we have with us the general manager. Her name is Mio Perez. Mio, thanks for joining us. Are you having fun today?
Oh, my goodness. I can't even keep myself in this seat right now. The music is fantastic. The community is definitely coming out for this great weather and this amazing event. This is great.
Yeah, an excellent turnout. This has been going on all week long. Have you been here all 5 days?
No, this is our first time outside.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, they were featuring music right across the restaurant on Thursday, and it's great. We're able to showcase our food today and support the White Plains Bid.
Well, let's talk more about what's on your menu there. I'm sure for somebody, let's say, who's very, very hungry, say they're very interested in pizza, what do you have on the menu that people like?
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, today we actually were able to bring some grandma slices, so we're featuring pizza, our coal oven roasted chicken wings. We marinate those overnight. Unlike the competition, we roast them in our coal-fired ovens, and we top them with caramelized onions. They're gluten-free, big fan favorite. We're also showcasing our meatballs. They're 100% ground beef meatballs, hand-rolled. We're serving them with ricotta cheese and a little focaccia bread. We have our classic Italian salad with our homemade dressing. Everything is made from scratch at Anthony's. I take great pride in working for the company because we never lose the integrity of fresh ingredients, imported tomatoes from Italy for our sauce, for our pizza. It's a great day to showcase what we have to offer in the city of White Plains.
Are all those things what set yourselves apart from other pizza establishments around here? I mean, that's what makes it unique?
Oh, yeah. We make everything from scratch, that's why we've grown so much as a company. We started in 2002. We just had our 16th birthday, and we're amounting 67 restaurants. We are the only one in Westchester, but we're scattered throughout Long Island, New York, Jersey, Massachusetts. We have locations all over Florida, which is where we started. And Dan Marino is actually a partner with the company. And we've attained great success because of our food.
Our food is a franchise then, right?
We're not franchise. We're corporate.
You are?
Yeah, we have some great investors that are involved with the company, and they've allowed us to continue to grow and reach other states. We just hit Illinois this year, or last summer, and we're looking into Texas, I heard. So pretty exciting stuff.
Yeah, so you're basically just really all over. You're looking for more states to go to, cities. So more people are learning about how great Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza is, not just here locally.
Yeah, not just here locally, and we're doing it slowly. We want to make sure that we stay true to the brand. Everything is made from scratch. We stay true to the original recipes, and we don't want to put too much on our plate. That's why our menu is so small. We make everything in-house. Nothing is frozen. No freezers in the building. No microwaves. Everything is in the coal-fired oven, and we take our time training our staff, teaching the culture, and really making our staple within the community. We do lots of community events, obviously the Jazz Fest being one of them. We feature live music on Wednesdays as well at our location, which is awesome. So we definitely wanted to be a part of this. But we work closely with all of the local non-for-profits. We are working tomorrow. We're having a great fundraiser. We're doing a 20% back night with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Yes, that's a group that we've worked with. We've covered Light the Night. We do all sorts of things with them.
Yeah, they're fantastic. So it's actually, I think, our first time working with them here at the White Plains location. Please come on down. Visit our location. We're at 264 Main Street, right across from what used to be Walmart. And we look forward to having everybody down.
And what are your hours?
We open every day at 11:30. We close at 10 every day, except for Fridays and Saturdays. We still stay open a little later till 11.
Sounds great. Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza and Mio Perez, General Manager, thanks for joining us. Having a wonderful time. Just a spectacular Sunday here.
Yeah, certainly is. So happy to be a part of it. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Mio. We appreciate it. Mio Perez, ladies and gentlemen, the General Manager of Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza. Again, they're located on Main Street in White Plains. And That's where we're broadcasting live, as a matter of fact, for the 2018 edition of the 7th annual White Plains Jazz Fest, going on until 5:30. Please come down and enjoy it. You will not be disappointed. My name is Jim Cleefield. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to take this short break. My good friend Laura Smith will be joining us momentarily for the next round, and we'll be back with more right after this.
When considering a building or renovation project, you need someone on your side. An experienced and knowledgeable company with expertise in planning, budgeting, organization, and control. Whether the project is a house, a school, a retail location, or an office building, you need Reverso Associates on your side. They're focused on two things: to provide or assist in the management of building programs from the earliest planning through occupancy, and to provide a flexible, experienced management consulting capability specializing in the needs of the construction industry. With a staff of architects, engineers, construction managers, estimators, construction accountants, schedulers, draftsmen, and other specialists, and with experience from over 1,000 projects, Reverso Associates can meet your needs effectively. When deciding on any type of construction project, or if a project is heading in the wrong direction, you need the expertise and experience of Reverso Associates on your side. Call for a consultation, 914-723-3474, or visit reversoassociates.com. Reverso Associates, a team of experts to get the job done.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live from the White Plains Jazz Festival. We're being produced by Shark Creative, and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, here we are at the 7th annual White Plains Jazz Festival on what could be the most beautiful day we've had this year after 2 months of nothing but rain, clouds, and very humid weather. We are enjoying nothing but sunshine and beautiful breezes here. And what is the 7th annual Jazz Festival? I'm so excited because I just happened to get here right as the Brazilian samba band was playing New York Samba. It's called I Grew Up in Brazil. And so I danced all the way over to the booth. My guest is Wayne Bass. He is the commissioner of Recreation and Parks here in White Plains. Mm-hmm. And so thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Tell me, how are you connected? The recreation, the parks and recreation, how are they included in with what White Plains and the Arts Council does as well?
Right. So about 8 years ago, actually 7 years ago, I was hired as the commissioner of the White Plains and Recreation Department. I was appointed by Mayor Tom Roach. And when you come into a new position in a new city, people ask you, what are your plans? What do you want to do? Well, one of the things that I wanted to do right off the bat was a jazz festival. The reason why is my wife and I spend a lot of time going to jazz festivals around the East Coast. Mm-hmm. So I said, you know, no better place to do it than where I live, right? You know, why travel around the world when we could do it right here?
Oh, I agree.
Yeah, I got the support of Mayor Roach, and we moved forward there. That first year, it was a one-day event. We had four bands on the stage. We did do Mamaroneck Avenue, but it was nowhere near the size it is now.
Exactly. And now you're up to, is it 3 days or 4 days?
Now, we did 5 days this year.
5 days?
Yeah.
Wow, that's incredible. And how many bands per day?
Well, depending, you know, today we have five bands. Wednesday night we started with a jazz stroll. And actually, let me even go back further. We kicked off that morning at Grace Church.
Okay.
We had a band there, Pablo Mayor. And then we had the Farmer's Market that afternoon as well. Art Bennett, who is a White Plains resident, he performed with his band. It was incredible. And then that night, Wednesday night, we had the jazz stroll, where we went to four different restaurants. We started at Mediterraneo.
Yes.
Albert Rivera was there. From there, we went to Morton Steakhouse, which is actually situated right next to us right now. Alexis Cole was there. Sofrito, which is down the street here, on Main Street here. We had Emden Rivera, who's a Latin Grammy Award winner. And then we concluded the night at Ron Black's Bear Hall at about 10 o'clock at night with Gil Paris. So day one, there were six artists.
Fantastic. I just personally love jazz. I'm from Indiana, the jazz, the brass instrument capital of the world, Elkhart, Indiana. So they have a huge jazz festival, and I missed it this year. And when I saw that White Plains, I was like, of course, we have our own right here. And it is just really, we're so lucky being in New York. You really can attract top acts here. And here it is. It's free. But that's what I love about, you know, the Arts Council. White Plains is really so dedicated to the art scene, and so happy that you and your wife kind of dreamed this up. Right. But did you ever dream it was going to be as big and successful as it is?
You know, it's one of those things where you believe it, but you know, it just kind of mushrooms and develops over time. It couldn't have happened, you know, obviously without the support of the mayor.
Yes.
Right? Mayor Roach is behind it from day one. He knew this was like a thing that I love to do. And you know, if you put your passion and your heart in anything, it's going to turn out fine.
Yes.
The first year also, I got tremendous support from the White Plains Business Improvement District.
Yes.
And that's Kevin Nunn and Brittany Brandwine were there. So it was us two the first year. Year three, Arts Westchester jumped in. I'm sorry, year two, Arts Westchester jumped in. Janet Langsam, I had many meetings with her. We started putting our heads together. And Janet really made me believe that this thing could really be big, like people are really feeling what we're doing here. And with her support, Arts Westchester support, and the bid and the city, it's a true collaborative effort. And we all have our specialties that we contribute to it.
Really. And you can see that here. And not to mention, besides the great music, there's so much good food. There's drinks. There's all different booths selling different things. It really is like a complete family fun day here. In addition to the backdrop of this music, like I said, the samba, you know, the jazz has a little bit of all types of music from different cultures in it. And so I love hearing the Brazilian music.
You know, that's one thing that when we're programming, we want to get it out there to a diverse audience as possible.
Yes.
We also want people to experience it in new ways.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have heard jazz. I heard a lot of people tell me over the course at leading up to it. I spoke to one couple, and I do recall them telling me, they said, you know, I like jazz, but I really like to dance, and I can't dance to jazz. And I said, you're listening to the wrong type of jazz.
Yeah, exactly.
There's several different types of jazz, and there's derivatives of jazz.
Yes.
And so we look to provide that throughout the 5 days of here. So every night is not the same night when you talk about jazz and White Plains.
It's a great service to the community, to our part of the world here in White Plains, and I just can't thank you enough for having the vision, implementing it, and for staying behind it all these years to have it grow into what this has become. Absolutely phenomenal. Thank you, Wendy.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, and continue to bring joy to our wonderful
Westchester
County.
Thank you for Westchester Talk Radio for being here. You know, this helps us out a lot, and it's great for the community to know what's going on. So thank you for what you do as well.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
And once again, here from the White Plains, the 7th Annual Jazz Festival here in the heart of White Plains on Mamaroneck Avenue. It is really a wonderful day. Couldn't be any better. Great music, great people, great food, and great fun. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, short or long-term care, and much more. The services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the 7th Annual White Plains Jazz Festival in White Plains, New York. We're produced by Shark Creative today, and we're brought to you also in part by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester Office County of Economic Development, and Robeson, and also Accorda Therapeutics. Well, here, as I said, the 7th Annual White Plains Jazz Festival. I am, like, so happy right now. I'm in heaven because I've got my beloved samba playing in the background, which is Brazilian music, as I grew up, even though I've been in Westchester here for a very long time. And so here we are at the Jazz Festival, food, fun, family, and fantastic music. And I happen to be with two of those fantastic musicians here that were part of the festival. And so first, Steve Kroon, he's from the Latin Jazz Sextet.
Yes, yes, yes.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Tell us, when did you play and what did you play?
Well, actually, I played here last year, and we played, it's a great festival. I had so much fun, and I enjoyed it so much. I came this year just to hang out and support.
Really?
Yeah, because it's, they always put together a great cast of musicians.
Yes.
And the people come to really enjoy themselves, enjoy the music.
Yeah.
And good sun, good music. Good food. I mean, how can you go wrong?
And it's legit, too. The music
is legit. It's
he gets high-quality bands, I'm sure the Latin Jazz Sextet is. Now, being Latin jazz, you pull from influences like Brazil, South America?
Brazil. We play a lot of Afro-Cuban.
Okay.
We, jazz element, but Caribbean. Everything is kind of Afrocentric.
Fun.
And I have 6 CDs out. This is my latest.
Oh, my gosh. What's your latest one?
In Your Dreams. You're a talk radio, but I'm gonna give this to you anyway.
Because
you danced the samba so well.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I love this music.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Steve Kroon. And great. People can find you, Google you at
Steve Kroon. Find me on my website is stevekroon.com, which is stevekroon.com.
I love how it's Kroon. Do you Kroon, by the way, Steve?
I don't Kroon. But it's
but
cute,
your instruments
though, right?
Do.
Right? Oh my instruments talk. They speak. Yeah, I've been blessed. I've been playing music for
50 years.
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play percussion.
Percussion.
But I've worked with a lot of great artists such as Luther Vandross, Ron Carter.
Oh, did you say Luther Vandross?
20 years.
Oh my gosh.
And I was with Ron Carter for 20 years. Jazz bass player for Miles Davis.
Oh my good. Oh, come on.
So I've shared the stage with some very beautiful. I mean, I've been blessed.
Oh, that's
and now
amazing.
I'm enjoying my own band and, you know.
Good for you. And bringing joy to so many people. Nothing better than jazz as far as I'm concerned.
Nothing better than music.
Nothing better than music. Absolutely well said.
Yeah.
Now, our friend over here, Brian Carter from the Brian Carter Quartet.
That's right.
Thank you. And you played here this year, correct?
Yes, ma'am. On Court Street, we had a live event at the Farmer's Market. Just food and jazz. It's kind of the theme here. It's kind of nice.
It doesn't get better. And it's all free, which I just love how, you know, White Plains, whenever they put on one of these festivals, they do it right.
They do it right.
Yeah.
I must say something. I do a little jazz festival in New Rochelle, and Steve played at my jazz festival because I saw him here at the White Plains Jazz Festival.
I didn't know that. I live right near New Rochelle.
Jazz Festival, yeah.
Okay, I'll have to be on them. When's the next one?
The next one's it's always around Bastille Day, and that's July 14th.
Okay.
So it's always around the summertime, and there's a French connection. Let's just
I live in Larchmont, so I get
it.
Yeah,
there you go. Larchmont-French connection.
So your band, the Brian Carter Quartet, what are you playing in that,
I'm the drummer in that band.
Okay.
I try to hire, like, high quality. I try to keep the quality up like Wayne wants to.
Yeah,
like
Steve. I believe it.
You know, like Wayne likes to do it. This is all pros. I one of my mottos is I don't mind being one of the worst ones on the bandstand. I always hire guys who are going to push me.
Yeah, good. So it keeps your skills
nice
and honed.
That's right.
Well, that's beautiful stuff. How can people find you online? What do you have a website?
I do everything on Facebook. So
okay,
it's Brian
good.
Carter New Rochelle on Facebook.
Brian Carter New Rochelle
that's
on
me.
Facebook. That's fantastic. You have a beautiful voice. Do you sing?
I do sing. I just started a CD. I have a studio. Now, it's not for me to sing, okay? But I just started this studio called 424 Studios in Westchester, New Rochelle, New York.
Do you produce other people's music for
them? Yeah, I do. I produce, and I have a lot of friends who are side men who never recorded a CD.
Yeah.
I have a lot of people who I've worked with as pros, so I started this studio so I can get some of their music out. A lot of them are writers, and they just haven't had an opportunity.
Fantastic.
And I'm one of those people. I have a couple CDs, but, you know, my own original music, that's not so much. I have a lot of live CDs because people have recorded me in a high quality over the years. But
Great. So you have your own studio if anybody's looking for...
time to get that going.
That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I wish I could have seen your band.
Pleasure.
But I'll be looking forward to next year's and then also to your one in New Rochelle.
Sure.
Sounds great.
Come
also.
Come and bring the tent.
We will. Hey.
And live broadcast. We
Absolutely.
Had the New Rochelle Jazz Orchestra there featuring Stephanie Janot, and we had Steve Kroon as well.
Yeah.
This year.
He's really just this
yeah,
year.
This year, yeah, he was there.
All
this
right,
year.
I wish I had known.
And it was
but
an absolute pleasure.
We'll do it the next time. But thank you for being here representing what really this is all about: community music and community.
May I do a quick plug for upcoming engagement? We will be performing in Mount Vernon, which is not far from here.
Yes, at the Bayou or where?
The BJS Society, Jazz Society.
Oh, okay, the Jazz Society.
Yeah, I'm doing that next month, October the 14th.
Wonderful.
And that's 199, what's that address? 199 North Columbus Avenue.
Okay, in Mount Vernon.
Right.
Good to know.
It's
so that's
nice
for Steve
venue.
Kroon again, and with a K, K-R-O-O-N, Steve Kroon. That sounds like fun, too.
It's going to be fun. Coming, we're going to play some samba, too.
Oh, awesome. Be there. Well, wonderful to be with you guys. Thanks for all you've contributed. And again, we're at the 7th Annual Jazz Festival here in White Plains, and it is the most perfect day. Food, fun, family, and fine jazz. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Your booth is one of many at a trade show. So how do you get yours to stand out? How do you improve your ROI? How do you generate high-value show leads? You call Skyline Genesis Event Marketing, experts at producing world-class trade show displays, providing solutions designed to give your company's booth and brand an edge, to make your exhibit compelling, to craft an event experience like no other. Boost your trade show ROI, supercharge your lead generation, and give your company the advantage it deserves. Learn more about Skyline Genesis Event Marketing at SkylineGenesis.com.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, where we're broadcasting live from the White Plains Jazz Festival. Well, we're produced by Shark Creative, and we're also made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. 7th Annual White Plains Jazz Festival on the most beautiful day, absolutely perfect for what we've got going on here at the festival. First of all, we've got some Brazilian jazz going on in the background, some samba, and we also have lots of food and drink and people enjoying themselves. But you know, it has been warm all summer long, and there's nothing like an iced coffee or an iced tea to really take off that scent of heat and humidity. Well, we have someone here with us today from, he is the co-owner of Hastings Tea and Coffee, Robert Pierce. Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Laura. It's great to be here.
It's great to talk to you. Now, you're based in White Plains, even though you're Hastings. Tell us the story.
Absolutely. Actually, we're right around the corner at 235 Main Street in White Plains. But Hastings Tea, the idea for it was actually created in Hastings on Hudson, New York, which is where I live with Joan Gia, my partner and the co-owner of the tea shop.
Okay. So you founded the concept in Hastings.
We did indeed.
Which is a beautiful hamlet. And yes.
Absolutely. And what ended up happening was we were originally thinking of opening in Hastings to launch there, and we lost the space. Oh. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
We had a fabulous space open up right on Main Street in White Plains, and we could not be happier because we actually love being in downtown White Plains. We love the people here. We love the energy in the community.
The energy.
The business community, the residential community. And after having spent 5 years here, it's just been wonderful.
Now, you know, tea and coffee, you can find in a lot of places. You know, Starbucks sort of did that. But what makes you unique and different at Hastings Tea and Coffee?
Absolutely. That's a great question. That was one of the reasons why Joan and I decided to start Hastings Tea and Coffee. What ended up happening is we were thinking to ourselves that, you know, there are actually a lot of great coffee shops out there, but there's really not a shop that focuses and puts the emphasis on tea, especially fresh brewed tea, organic teas from all over the world.
Yes.
So that's basically what we put together. We have a collection of organic tea from India, from Africa, from Japan, from China, from the United States, and herbal teas, black teas, all varieties of green teas. We have tea drinks, hot and cold. tea lattes. And then, of course, on the coffee side, we didn't expect that business to grow quite as strongly or quickly as it did. The people have really embraced our organic, locally roasted coffee, our espressos, our cappuccinos, our macchiatos, and all of the other drinks. What makes us different is that instead of going to a place to get a cup of tea, which is a tea bag that was probably, the tea was picked a couple of years ago, processed to death, what you're getting is fresh tea, whole leaf tea, brewed fresh at that moment,
yes,
with absolutely nothing in it, completely organic, unadulterated.
Oh, now that is what I'm talking about. And no offense to our friends at Starbucks or whatever, but I will tell you, I personally would run straight, I would go out of my way for Hastings Tea and Coffee because of that precept, that concept that you just talked about.
Thank you.
Part of it being local, just other parts of it just being healthy and more, just fresher and more immediate and really what it's all about. If you're really thinking coffee and tea and how it just brings people together and makes them feel good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a lot of the products too, on the coffee side, for example, we have a blended cafe mocha that is nothing but fresh Giardella chocolate, any type of milk you want to mix in there, a shot, a double shot of fresh espresso, and ice. We don't have emulsifiers, bonding agents, artificial colors, artificial flavors. What you are drinking is 100% natural.
Wonderful. Oh, it sounds so good.
That's the idea behind it.
No, so do you have just one shop? Do you have any plans for kind of growing your idea?
We do. We're investigating that right now. There is just one shop presently over on Main Street, 235 Main. But we are looking to expand. What we did was we've sort of used our first shop as a laboratory. And the greatest feedback that we have are from our customers. And we will bring in new products constantly on the beverage side and also on the pastry side. We also do have some light food, some wraps, things like that as well. And we have some sandwiches that we bring up from CC Salah. We have baked goods from Balthazar in Manhattan. And we're experimenting constantly, but I think that what we're doing right now is we're scouting for other locations.
Terrific. Well, I wish you all the best of luck, and thanks for keeping people coffeed up and teed up. It's a great thing. Growing up in Brazil, I've been telling the audience, because we're listening to Brazilian music, I drink a lot of coffee. And so for me, you've got to have the right bean and the right culture around it, and you know, it means a lot to me.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because that's the feedback we're getting from our customers too. That's why we have a light roast, we have a medium roast, we have a dark roast, we source our coffees from different locations as well.
Terrific. Yeah. Thank you so much. Robert Pierce, co-owner of Hastings Tea and Coffee. It's here in White Plains. Don't let the name trick you. At 235 Main Street in White Plains. Come have your next business meeting or meet up with a friend at Hastings Tea and Coffee. From Westchester Talk Radio, from the 7th Annual Jazz Festival here in White Plains. Absolutely great. We'll be back with more. Don't go away.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. Lunch for up to 20 provided by Sundance Kitchen in White Plains. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A four-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A consultation with Jay Hilburn personal stylist Nancy Carr. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo! Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at westchestertalkradio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative, made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio.
Powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative.
And made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
And welcome back, everyone. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from downtown White Plains on a gorgeous Sunday afternoon for the 2018 White Plains Jazz Fest going on till 5:30 today. How are you doing? My name is Jim Cleefield. I'm your co-host for the proceedings, along with my good friend Laura Smith and the mixmaster, Matty the K, Matt Kane, the great engineer that he is. Want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Reynolds, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola, Inc., and Salem Golf Club. Now, don't forget, you can download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store of Westchester Talk. Like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and you can follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. Well, just a beautiful afternoon. What a great day for this annual Jazz Fest, the seventh annual edition here going downtown here in White Plains. We're at the corner of Amerenek Avenue and Main Street. There are all sorts of good things. It's more than jazz, though. I mean, you have food vendors, all kinds of good things for the entire family. And we have with us as our next guest another angle, another part of this event that's very important of significance. So we have a representative from Feeding Westchester, and her name is Denise Tatosia, and she is Nutrition Resource Manager with Feeding Westchester. Denise, good to have you with us here today, and what brings you out to this event?
We're just here to spread awareness about Feeding Westchester and the hunger in Westchester. So we're here to sell ceramic bowls in support to help feeding families.
Is this the first time Feeding Westchester has been here for this?
No, it's not. I believe it's the second time.
Second time. And you have been in your position now for 4 years. Now, as we all know, it used to be the Food Bank of Westchester. It changed the name. What's the significance of the name change to Feeding Westchester? Why they did that?
Well, I think Feeding Westchester tells more of what we do. It's more of an action. It also... it also fits more under the umbrella of Feeding America, which is where we're part of, and it just tells more of what we do.
So you're going well beyond the borders of Westchester. I mean, it's more than that, right? That's why they kind of changed it?
Well, our territory is Westchester County, so there are also food banks throughout New York and across the county, across the country, but Feeding America is the umbrella organization.
So tell us some of the feedback that you've been getting from people who've come to your booth today. They want to help, they want to donate. What have you been hearing?
Yeah, definitely. They want to donate, they want to help, they want to volunteer. Some people are giving money for the bowls and not taking them just because they're so passionate about the problem in Westchester as well.
Are you hoping to raise a certain amount of money? You have all kinds of fundraisers throughout the year. I know we've covered some of them as well. How much were you expecting to get as a result of your presence here at this event the second time around?
I think at least 1,000 or more this year just from the bowls, but it's always open for, you never know how much someone's going to donate.
Well, we can't emphasize this enough. I mean, as affluent as Westchester is, and it is, but there are two Westchesters. There's another side to that because there are people who do go hungry in this county. That's the reason that Feeding Westchester is here in the first place. And you help out all year round, not just during the holiday season. It could be during this time of year. There's always a need for that. That's why you do what you do. Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right. We're trying to distribute about 9 million pounds of food this year in Westchester County, and we're definitely going to reach that goal. So it's definitely a problem that's here in Westchester that a lot of people don't know about.
It certainly is. And again, it's been around for a very, very long time. Again, it's all year round, 24/7. Again, there's always a need. What kind of donations do you usually look for? Is it usually non-perishable or any kind of food?
Any kind of food. We accept mostly when people donate, it's non-perishable food. But we do have a lot of partners throughout Westchester we do retail recovery from. So we pick up produce and we pick up, let's say, like, prepared sandwiches or salads that the store can no longer sell the next day. So we pick all those up at night. If you want to donate, non-perishables are preferred just because we sort them in our clean room and make sure that the dates and everything is food safe because we're very high on food safety at Feeding Westchester.
Now let's talk about an event that's coming up just down the road in a few months, right around Thanksgiving, as a matter of fact, the Community Scoop-a-thon. And again, the motto is the most fun you'll have making a difference. And yeah, it's fun to volunteer, making a difference in somebody's life. Tell us what this Scoop-a-thon is all about.
This Scoop-a-thon is whichever program packs the most amount of food wins, just recognition, but it's mostly to spread awareness, just like any of our programs.
Has that been done before? Is this first of its kind event?
This is a similar event to our Golden Scoop. So this one is pretty new, but we do our Golden Scoop, which is our much larger event, once a year.
Well, it says, we'll show you how it works here. Again, it's all part of what's called #GivingTuesday. Now, this has been done every year. and Westchester community members rolling up their sleeves, showing the team spirit, supporting the community to alleviate hunger. That's the end game here, right?
Absolutely. Yep, definitely.
How can people get involved, not only with this event in particular, but really any kind of help that they can give in any way, shape, or form?
You can visit our website at feedingwestchester.org. We have information about our mission, about how to get involved. We have a full volunteer portal, which makes it very easy. So if you want to just log on, it will tell you which events and opportunities there are to volunteer and get involved with us. If you want to donate to us on a regular basis, or if you want to support one of our programs and sponsor one of our programs, you can do that as well. And that's very helpful. That's how we survive, is by the, you know, the good people in this county helping us to support our mission.
So again, that website, again, it's feedingwestchester.org, and that's where they can find your information, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do you think of this turnout here today? Just it's the seventh year it's being done. It seems to be getting bigger and better every single year.
Yeah, I mean, it is a beautiful day outside. It's mid-September, and it's, what, 80-something degrees out here. It's just absolutely beautiful. There's so many people around. It turned out to be a really great event.
All right. Well, Denise, it was really good having you on. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you're having a great time. We certainly are today.
Thank you so much.
All right. Denise Totosia, again, she's Nutrition Resource Manager with Feeding Westchester. And again, if you want more information about helping out in any way, we talked about the community scoop-a-thon. Again, here's that website information. It's feedingwestchester.org. That's feedingwestchester.org. My name is Jim Cleefield. Again, this is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We're going to step aside for this short break and be back with more right after this.
Give your home or office a facelift. You want to relax outside with a nice glass of wine, but you need to paint the house. You want to hit the links for a round of golf, but you need to paint the house. You both are ready for your vacation, but who will paint the house? Facelifts will. It's time to give your home a new look. They are the professionals to call when your home or business is in need of a paint job. Facelift staffs only highly trained interior and exterior painting specialists. Just select the color you want or use their trained color specialist and let them do the rest. Any size house, indoors or outdoors, they get the job done quickly, professionally, at your convenience and to your satisfaction. Plus, they offer repair work, power washing, carpentry, and generator installation for your home or office. Is your home in need of a facelift? Get to do all the things you want to do by letting Facelifts paint and remodel your home. Easy to deal with, easy to get in touch with. Licensed and fully insured. Call 914-806-8627 or visit faceliftspainting.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are broadcasting live from downtown White Plains in the heart of Westchester for the 2018 White Plains Jazz Fest. It's the seventh annual edition, and it's a smash hit today. You couldn't have asked for a better day. Beautiful sunshine, excellent turnout. I'm Jim Cleefield, your co-host, along with my buddy, the Mixmaster, Matty the K-Mac K, and our great engineer.
Does that mean the hits just keep on coming?
Indeed they do. And my good friend, Laura Smith, also co-hosting as well. We want to let you know we are produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower, Westchester, White Plains Hospital, Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Acorda Therapeutics. And I'm pleased to have with us here, we have Claudia Castaneda. And again, she is marketing coordinator with Forme Medical Center. It's located right here in downtown White Plains, as a matter of fact.
711
right?
South Broadway, yes.
How long has that been around?
For almost 4 years. And we have two centers. One is the medical center and urgent care. And the other facility is the rejuvenation and aesthetic center.
Yeah. Now, we were at 914 Inc. Magazine's awards. I believe we met you that night. And you had a special honor. Can you tell us a little bit about, for those who were not there that night? It was a very special honor you got from the magazine. Tell
thank
us about
you.
That.
Yeah, thank you. Well, we've been receiving some different awards. In fact, last Thursday we won a very important one, and our CEO Maria Trusa and the owner Gina Capelli were there, and we feel really honored, and we're very happy to be here as well today.
Yeah, what do you think of this event? Is this the first time you've been here? Have they been here before?
No, we've been here before, and well, this is amazing. It's a great opportunity for us to get brand awareness and to get people from the community to get to know us.
Well, against the 7th annual, and it's just gotten bigger every year. We talked to Kevin Nunn, the executive director of White Plains Bay, which puts this on every year. He told me it used to be a one-day event, and now it's grown to a five-day event. And I can see, based on the turnout, it's a smash hit today.
Yeah.
It really is.
Yeah. So we invite everybody. We're going to be here until 5:30. It's a great event. Bring family and friends, and we'll be here.
Well, let's talk more about you and what you do. Forme Medical Center and urgent care. We should also emphasize that.
Yes.
So it basically is self-explanatory. It's an urgent care facility also?
Yes, it's an urgent care facility, and we also have, we offer different membership plans for the people who are, who don't have insurance. So people with insurance can go and get treated there, but we also have membership plans for the people who don't qualify for our medical insurance.
So whether you have insurance or whether you don't,
exactly,
you can use your care, for anybody can use
that's
it?
That's right.
Yeah. So like if there is an urgent problem and you can't reach your own physician, that's where you come in.
That's
so
right.
Anytime, right?
That's right. Anytime. Oh, we're open 24/7.
Yeah. And again, it's been around for a while now, and really, really are glad you're around for the use they have.
Yeah.
Right?
And it's really affordable, and we provide a very dignified care for everybody. It doesn't matter the status. It doesn't matter the financial status either. It's a center for everybody.
So whatever medical issue you might have, big or small, if you feel you need that urgent care, don't put it off. Come right in, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and you get all kinds of medical issues in there too?
Yeah, everything that doesn't require hospitalization, because we're just an urgent care, a medical facility.
So you basically do things on an outpatient basis?
Yes.
Is that what it is?
Right.
So if it's inpatient, that's where the hospital has to come in, but if you're outpatient, you need something immediately, that's where they go to the Forme, right?
Yeah. And also, well, we have we have a lot of with the hospitals. We have commitments, and we have different kind of agreements with hospitals and different facilities who also provide services for us.
So you use you have agreements with all different hospitals in Westchester?
Right. Yeah, with White Plains Hospital mainly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the White Plains Hospital, of course. One of the hospitals that we deal with here at Westchester Talk Radio, and again, they've been very good partners with us.
Right.
If anybody wants more information about Forme, they can certainly call. We'll give them the number if you like.
They can give us a call at 914-723-4900. And again, we are located at 711 South Broadway in White Plains.
24/7?
24/7.
That's a good thing.
Yes.
Claudia Castaneda, Marketing Coordinator, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank
Congratulations
you so
on your honor
Thank
again.
Thank you.
We
Thank
appreciate
you so
it.
Much. Okay.
We appreciate it.
Bye.
Claudia Castaneda. Again, that's Forme Medical Center and Urgent Care. And again, for anybody who has insurance or they don't have insurance, need urgent care, that's the place to go. Just tuned in. We're broadcasting live, Westchester Talk Radio is, from the 7th Annual White Plains Jazz Fest. Everybody's having a wonderful time. Just listen to that music in the background. They are just tremendous, all these wonderful artists. And again, there's food and much, much more. Feeding Westchester, again, taking donations as well. I'm Jim Cleafield. This is Westchester Talk Radio, produced by Shark Creative. We'll be back after this short break in just a moment.
An independent lifestyle with a little less work and a little less worry. It's what you want, right? Wartburg offers independent and assisted living, along with specialized memory care for those with Alzheimer's or dementia. From adult daycare and home care to inpatient and outpatient rehab, shorter long-term care, and much more, the services Wartburg offers are all backed by our 150-year reputation of providing quality care to seniors. Call to learn more, 914-699-0800, or visit wartburg.org. Wartburg, named one of the best nursing homes in New York State in 2017 by U.S. News & World Report.
We're back.
Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, and we're broadcasting live today from the 7th Annual White Plains Jazz Festival in White Plains. We are made possible by Shark Creative and also Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Wartburg, Reverso Associates, Facelifts Painting, and the White Plains YMCA. So as I mentioned, we're here for the 7th Annual White Plains Jazz Festival. We are on the final day of what has been five nonstop days of incredible music. So many bands, and here we are in the tail end of it. We're at the second to the last band of the festival itself, and if you can hear it in the background, it's absolutely amazing. It is the Lakeisha Benjamin and her Soul Squad. She actually apparently played with Sly and the Family Stone. She is on the saxophone, and I'm telling you, this is world-class jazz going on right here in White Plains. And not only that, there's food,
there's family, there's fun, and there's people just enjoying the crowd. So I thought I would just grab someone who's come to see the festival today. Hi, thanks so much for joining us. What's your name?
Hi, I'm Laura Raphael.
Hey, Laura, where are you from in Westchester? Are you from Westchester?
Yes, I am. I live in Larchmont, so I'm not too far away.
Oh, Laura from Larchmont? I'm Laura from Larchmont.
Oh, that's so funny.
That's hilarious. Well, great. So what brings you to the Jazz Festival today? Are you a music lover?
Yes, I love jazz, and I think it's wonderful that they're doing this right here, very close to Larchmont. It's fantastic.
Yeah. It's really good. Like, the bands are good. Before, they had a Brazilian jazz band, or Brazilian samba band, I should say, and now this. Do you play music?
My whole family is very musical. I play piano. My kids play music, and they play guitar, trombone. My daughter sings everything. We've definitely got music all around us.
That's great. I know. I think it's so amazing. You know, that's the wonderful thing about Westchester. People say, oh, well, you're Westchester. You're outside of New York City. Yeah, but guess what? Here in White Plains, the Arts Council and then the Parks and Recreation, they work together to bring this jazz festival, now 7 years and running, and each year it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Did you have any of the food today, Laura?
Yes, it was wonderful. I had some salad and some chicken, so it's healthy.
Yes.
And it's just a beautiful day out here. It's wonderful to be here.
A picture-perfect day, and the crowd is full in there, and the music is still going on. It doesn't look like it's winding down anytime soon, even though today is the last day. So are you coming?
I wish that I was here. There were other days connected to this event, or just this?
Yes.
Was,
5 days.
Know.
Yeah, so you were here today. So next time
days.
You know, it started off with one afternoon 7 years ago, and now it's up to 5 solid days of jazz, and it's all over, so it's really wonderful. So that's great. Well, I don't want to keep you away from enjoying the music, Laura. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a great day.
And again, it's just been a wonderful time here, and we look forward to meeting everybody here next year as well as it grows and grows, the White Plains Jazz Festival. Coming up, the final band of the day, Arturo O'Farrell's, no, excuse me, that is not true. It is Marquise Hill Blacktet. That's coming up at 4:30, and we're going to continue to hear the incredible sounds of Lakeisha Benjamin and her Soul Squad back there, really in full force today on what is a picture-perfect day at the White Plains Jazz Festival. I'm Laura Smith, and this is Westchester Talk Radio.
Veterans have helped protect and defend our country. To defend us, all have sacrificed some, but some have sacrificed all. The gratitude owed to veterans is immeasurable. They serve our country honorably, without question, and without asking for anything in return. Join Westchester Talk Radio as we honor our veterans with tales of heroism and sacrifice every second Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. live from Scarsdale Ford on Central Park Avenue in Scarsdale. Why We Stand, a very special program made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, MSM Designs, our hosts Scarsdale Ford and Shark Creative. And you can always listen on demand at westchestertalkradio.com under the podcast page. You can also find more information about Why We Stand at scarsdaleford.com.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Welcome to Westchester Talk Radio. I'm Laura Smith, broadcasting live from the 7th Annual White Plains Jazz Festival. We're produced by Shark Creative and we're made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Genesis Exhibits, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and Salem Golf Club. Well, here we are, and this is, I think, going to be our final installment of the day here with Westchester Talk Radio. It's just been, you know, this is when you absolutely get to love what you do for a living. Talk radio, but live from a jazz festival. Today is day number 5. It's the last day. In fact, this is the second to the last band. The incredible Lakeisha Benjamin and Soul Squad is just amazing up there with the saxophone and the singing, and it's just beautiful stuff here. And it's been like this for 5 days straight. Where are we? We are in the heart of White Plains on Mamaroneck Avenue, right outside of, well, the city center and Buffalo Wild Wings. What an incredible coincidence, because I happen to have the general manager of Buffalo Wild Wings right here in White Plains, Mike Petrillo. Hi, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us, you guys have been here now. How long? I'm trying to think when I remember seeing you move into the neighborhood.
We're going on 8 years now. Okay. So we came in 2010.
Great. And how's business?
Business is steady. It's always been good. Everybody loves sports.
Everybody. Oh, so it's a sports bar.
Yes.
I see. Now, I have a boyfriend who is a soccer fanatic. Do you carry soccer games or only American sports?
No, we carry every sport. We have every kind of channel you can imagine for DirecTV and all that stuff. But we do show a lot of soccer games and we have a big soccer following.
Good. Good to know. So, Buffalo Wild Wings, I don't think there's a person on the planet that doesn't like wings. How many different types of wings do you have?
So, we have 18 different sauces and 5 different dry rubs that you can put on your wings.
What is your favorite, Mike?
My personal favorite is the honey barbecue, which is actually the most popular sauce.
Oh, honey barbecue. That sounds incredible. Do you have any over there in the booth?
I do, actually, if you'd like some.
Oh, my goodness. Don't tempt me.
I'm going to send some over.
Oh, gosh. Okay. So this is wonderful. How do you feel being a part of the business community in White Plains?
I love White Plains. I mean, I've been around here for a very long time. Everybody works well together. We're all a big partnership around here. You can't really beat the atmosphere that you get in downtown White Plains.
Right.
So
it really is a coalition of sorts of people who are all supporting each other business-wise. There's so much going on here creatively and with the arts, and the 7th Annual Jazz Festival is really just very indicative of how incredible it is here with the music scene and the Arts Council all working together with the Parks and Recreation departments, and this is what you end up getting, this beautiful day with free jazz. But we're talking world-class jazz.
Yes.
Have you been here all 5 days?
No, I have not been here all 5 days. Unfortunately, I get stuck in the restaurant a lot.
But has the booth been here all 5 days?
No, we only do today.
Oh, just today.
We do the outside, the outdoor vending for this Sunday,
the
final
day. Oh, so it's
day.
Not always outside the Jazz Festival. That's right. It takes place inside different restaurants and venues and things like that.
Yes.
So that's terrific. Well, Mike Petrillo, thanks for being part of what makes White Plains downtown a happening place to be, right?
Thank you. Yes.
It's the heart right outside of New York City, and we're grateful to be Westchesterarians. Is that even a word?
We can make it a word.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, and enjoy the rest of the day here.
Thank you.
Yes, and congratulations on all the success of Buffalo Wild Wings here in White Plains. Well, the success of the Jazz Festival is palpable, and you can hear it as well going on in the background. Beautiful music, a beautiful day with beautiful people. Isn't that what it's all about? We're grateful to our wonderful team here at Westchester Talk Radio, Matthew Kyan, producer, Kyle, who is associate producer, and Jimmy, of course, Jimmy the Kleefeld. What is your on-air name, by the way?
Oh, what a day this has been. A very spectacular day. This is, again, the 7th annual, and what a way to close out this event. Spectacular attendance today, the food, the music. I mean, what's not to love about this?
Nothing. There's nothing not to love about it. So, Jim Kleefeld, thanks so much. I know we're both partners here and interviewing our wonderful neighbors in Westchester at Westchester Talk Radio. And we'll hear from you soon.
You too. Love you.
Love you too. Lots of beautiful music live from the 7th Annual Jazz Festival of White Plains. I'm Laura Smith on behalf of Shark Creative and Westchester Talk Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too. And now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better. Shark Creative.